Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You guys been doing for the last 20 minutes?
More of an anthem over there, singing CD's fucking land.
Oh, are we actually going?
Yeah,
this
we're just going. This is it. This is it. This is it.
Big hood in the beard. Big hood in the beard. What up?
How about the boy? Just doesn't pop off.
Cowboy, it does. What up? What up? Put your jeans in the background. What up? How about
the boy? It's like, how about them boys?
What up? How about the boy? What up? What up? What up? They bring the noise. Talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
What are we calling this? Just like instant reaction?
Yeah,
like
instant replay.
Week one.
There's a million instant replays, but what just happened? What did we just watch? How are y'all feeling?
I don't know. More, do you want to take this? Because I'm salty as a Jerry Jones McGriddle right now. I'm not feeling too hot about this right now. Actually, you know what? That's not true. I'm feeling just very, very, very pissed off about one aspect of the game.
Okay, what happened? What was the score?
Who cares? Everyone's watching. Everyone this knows the score. Yeah. We know what happened. We fucking Dak Prescott and the offense played their fucking hearts out. I'd
Same
say
with the defense.
The
yeah,
defense played
well,
awesome against the Super Bowl champs.
Lots of turnovers.
Turnovers right. 4-1. How often do you see 4 turnovers to 1 against and you lose and you lose the game?
Yeah, especially to Tom Brady.
To Tom Brady, how many times does that guy give up? Just fucking kickers.
Hey, Mark, pull your mic up.
Yeah, get
that right close.
Suck that mic into your mouth.
Suck that mic.
Okay,
suck
so
that mic into your mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Suck that mic in.
Biggest factor of the game today was our kicker missing two 90-plus percentage
kicks.
Field goals.
And No. He missed one. He missed one 90% field goal, one 90% point after, and then the
right.
The one was like 22%. It was like a 60-yard kick.
Right. Sorry.
Like, okay, so you're going into the locker room right now. The whole team, one, obviously, they're probably absolutely pissed that they lost.
The whole team did their job, one fucking guy.
Exactly.
Not just one guy. One aspect. It wasn't just the kicker, though. It was special teams. They... Kickoffs were fucking short. They let him run it back.
Okay, so that's the thing. So who's in control of the kick?
Craig
Zuerlein kicks the fucking ball.
Yeah, but at the same time, is the special teams coach
calling
saying,
it short?
Hey,
yeah,
call
fair.
Kick it short. We'll make a fucking play at the 5-yard line. Or is he saying, or is Greg just saying, I ain't got
well,
the
I mean, like, well,
after watching him kick a field goal,
I'm putting it on him.
Yeah, like, more of, I mean, look, you saw that first hard left, and then the fucking...
I'm just trying to justify some things. Yeah.
Hard left.
That's it, right?
It's easier, like, instead of trying to justify it, it's easier to just blame it on one bald-headed fuck,
okay.
And that's Greg Zuerlein.
Exactly.
You fucking monkey.
So do you think he gets cut?
I don't know, maybe. Exactly. Maybe not. If he would have missed that last one, to take the lead,
right.
He's guaranteed cut.
I mean, okay, so like the 60-yarder, that's a tough one.
A kicker's line, like, even he went, what? He missed two kicks, field goals, and he made one field goal. One was a 60-plus, so he actually only missed one makeable kick. So his line wasn't that bad. It's the point after.
Okay, so my question to you, both of you, let's take Greg the Legs situation out of here for losing us the fucking game. How do you think the Cowboys are going into that locker room thinking about the season, competing against the returning Super Bowl champions?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, they're all competitive. It's tough to look for wins at this point. They'll go into the week thinking, yeah, look, we did pretty good. But right now, guaranteed, they're all gutted.
They're gutted. There was, on either side of the ball, I guess you could say, oh, look, there was a couple of missed touchdowns for...
Well, that fumble. Godwin at the end of the game, right? Yeah. He should have scored. He should have scored to put the game away.
Yeah,
we forced a fumble, right? Yeah. So I mean, it's hard. There's a lot more that happened besides just the kicker missing his kick on the last drive there. On the first, I think it was like first and 10 on the like 40. They did like a little screen, or they threw it out to the right. They should have ran with Zeke, get the time going. There's just so many in a full football game. Yeah. There's so many fucking things.
I think our coverage is still not as good.
Subpar. Granted, you're going against probably one of the best off besides the Chiefs that we're going to see later on in the year. Name a team that has as potent an offense as Tampa Bay that we're going to play. Enough.
Okay. What about the absence of our boy Zeke?
I think they went game plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were scared. They were scared of the linebackers, and they were scared of the
It was annoying at first, though.
It was annoying at first, but it's like Tampa Bay has two really good Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vey in the middle.
Yeah.
Those guys are fucking units. And then they have
Barnett
two,
and White.
Yeah, they have two all-pro linebackers. Yeah. So, I mean, they just went. They thought they had a better matchup with their three wide receivers against the secondary, which they did.
Clearly.
Dak fucking played.
What do you throw, 400 yards?
Everybody shut the fuck up, right? Yeah. Dak just proved to you guys, to everybody, oh, well, how's he going to be? His ankle, his shoulder. Dak just put up 400 yards on the defending Super Bowl champions.
And he still had wheels, and he did some scrambled eggs when he needed to.
So, I mean, in hindsight, it's awesome to see that we competed. I said if we lost, I just wanted to be a close game, and we were down by 2 points. So,
which I think, yeah.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't think anybody expect. I don't think anybody outside of Cowboy Nation thought it was going to be as close.
A lot of Cowboy Nation didn't even think that. To be honest, our boy, I hate to call Barry out, but Barry was telling me he only thought they were going to score 14 points.
He owned up on it.
Yeah. But.
Well, okay, so what do you think? I mean, every week we're rocking a live stream. How did you feel about watching the game with the seven potential people who popped in?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good time.
I mean, like you said, we're going to be doing that anyway, so might as well kick it off and live stream it. I think these afterthoughts are just our initial reactions. It's pretty cumbersome right now, a couple wobbly pops in, and just taking the initial reactions. Obviously, we're going to probably reanalyze some of the plays. Let's talk about the a couple of things that you guys really were stoked about, like obviously
receiving core.
Yep.
Yeah, that actually showed like
CD Lamb looked awesome. Yeah. Cooper looked awesome. Gallup looked really good till he got banged up.
Yeah,
but that looks like a three receiver core that will possibly break 1,000 yards.
I would love it. If they can all stay healthy, there's definitely potential over 1K.
I'm also going to say, too, like, I mean, I think the biggest thing that we talked about going into the season also was how was our passing defense going to be?
Because we didn't know. Defense held their own, man. Turnovers. Four fucking turnovers.
Four turnovers.
Man.
Now
like, the last 3 years, maybe, we see the Cowboys, four turnovers, year. That's like, yeah, a quarter of the year, yeah. Man. Like, you don't see that very often, so it's kind of ironic they finally get four turnovers and they still lose. But it's still nice to see. And you know what? There's a couple that we almost had too. So
yep.
I'm happy. Overall, I'm happy with how we played. I'm pissed off that we lost. Obviously, naturally.
So then, what do you think about Parsons fucking starting playing?
I mean, it was tough to see with Parsons because it was such a pass heavy game. So you didn't really see him. Like, how many times did each team run it? I think Tampa Bay probably only ran it 10 times, and I think
probably same
with the Cowboys, right? Yeah. So it's tough to kind of really. It's tough. Your first game's on the opening night of the NFL season, and it's against arguably the greatest quarterback who's ever played.
Well, how do you think
he didn't look bad, but he didn't really do. I was hoping he did.
A little bit more.
I was just hoping he did that stand-up play. But at the end of the day, our first overall pick played basically the whole game. So that's he's just going to get better. And on our defense, like thinking about our defense, we didn't really get much pressure. We're going against Tampa Bay's offensive line, who is one of the best, top five in the league easily. But it was a little little concerning that we did. I don't think we even hit Brady one time.
No, yeah, I was just going to say that.
I think maybe we came close. And maybe yeah,
when,
Brady, they showed
when
Brady.
When we did come close, I think we ended up picking it off on like a tip pass.
Yeah, tip pass. This is the thing. Brady, they showed that stat. He has one of the top three in the NFL for getting rid of the ball. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to be going against a Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, like guys that aren't Tom Brady, obviously, who are going to hold on to the ball longer.
Hey, hang on, hang on. Puff it if you got it.
Puff it. Puff, hey, I got to crack him if you got him right here, too. Damn. But, I mean, all in all, it was awesome to watch a competitive Cowboys game against the last year's best team in the NFL. Yeah.
Okay, AJ has something here.
Okay, I made a couple notes throughout the game. We covered a couple things already. TP20 had a couple, like, maybe two, three good plays. Yep. When everyone was asking, like, what the hell's going on with Zeke? Why is he not playing in the game? So, you know, but I don't think that really continued throughout the game.
I think they should have went. They should have used a screen at some point to Pollard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah, just a change of pace. Because, well, I mean, when Zeke was in, he was mainly pass blocking.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Zeke's so, pass blocking, about, though.
He did pick up the blitz every single time, play, man.
And then not even that. When he did have the ball, he didn't look slow and sluggish like last year.
No, he looked slim. Hit the hole. He looked slim, and he looked second level.
He did. So I'm after this game, this one game, I'm not. You're gonna hear it in the media. They're gonna look for a narrative about Zeke.
Why wasn't Zeke?
Why didn't Zeke count?
Why isn't he carrying the ball 30 times a game?
Like, they're not going to talk about the whole reason that they had so many passing yards is because Zeke was acting as basically a sixth offensive lineman.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why. I mean, I definitely want AJ to grab clips of that, and I want us to just show fucking every single time Zeke came in there and that shoulder and just insane. Face.
He was literally a sixth offensive lineman, I think Zeke had a great game.
Dropping the shoulder.
Dak had a great game. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb had a great game.
He did have...
Okay, like,
Wilson number one.
Wilson one had a good game.
Wilson
Lamb
one.
Had Coops, too many drops, though.
Coops had a great game. Yeah, okay, back to CeeDee. Like, at the start, the very first offensive drive, there was a chance he could have...
The little back shoulder.
Yeah, Dak kind of missed him, but it did hit him in the hands. It should have been a catch.
You got to catch that. And then same with the second one that was thrown to him.
It
was
through the middle.
And what about the interception?
Still like,
and the interception, he's got to catch that. That was
because he came
at first. It looked like Dak threw it into four defensive players, but he actually threw a fucking dime.
Hey, you got T.O. or Dez up there.
Yeah, they're not worried about the guy hitting
or
him.
Fucking.
But Irvin. He's still young.
Hey,
he's still young.
So what about that Godwin push off touchdown?
Bullshit, man.
Yeah.
It's tough to call a penalty in that situation of the game because the refs are scared to...
And we're certain by because
they're
going to
just change the game.
The refs are scared to call, and it's so close. It's easy to say in super slow motion.
Yeah.
In fast motion, it looked fine, but I'd have to look back at it. I mean, obviously, you go to slow motion. He clearly pushed off.
He pushed off him.
But it's tough to see in at game speed. And if it was at or before the 2-minute warning, I would say maybe challenge it. But because it was under the 2-minute warning,
then you're
never going to win it.
Yeah,
you're never going to win it. They're going to go with the fucking
And then you also got to remember, it's like, who are you playing against?
But how many minutes are we here? Because we're only going to run, 15 minutes?
We got three more minutes here.
All in all,
2-minute warning.
Well, let's talk about. Well, I guess we'll get more, and we'll talk about the game. I was gonna say, let's talk about next week's opponent, but we're gonna talk about that on Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is initial reaction.
What about that high five that Jalen threw to Fournette after the tackle? Yeah.
Hated it. My biggest. Okay. This is. I said it when it happened.
Yeah.
When you're playing against someone and you're a linebacker, you should be playing with an edge, right? I'm all for like being a good sport and stuff, but don't get up and give the guy a high five and a hug after you tackle them.
Yeah, even if you're fucking buddies.
You know, like your buddies. That's for after the game. Like I said to you guys, do you think Lawrence Taylor ever high fived a fucking guy he tackled?
Just fuck him out there.
No, he probably told him that I'm gonna get you next play, right? Yeah. You need to play with this edge and this like meanness almost. And I don't mean like being being cheap or a cheap shot, but don't fucking say what's up to the guy mid fucking game.
No. Okay, so go ahead. You go ahead.
My thing's a little bit off. It's off game related, but it's happened during the game. Is Bruce Arians being the Bitcoin uncle?
I think we save that breakdown.
Save that for
the next pod. What is the one thing outside of Greg the Leg that you think the Cowboys are needing to work on for the next
game? I'd like to see Zeke run.
Yep.
But it's all game plan.
No, I was going to say nothing.
Yeah, honestly, besides that, I thought everyone played really good. And even as shitty as it is to be pissed off at the fucking stupid fucking kicker that has one fucking job in his whole entire life, I still think he made a clutch kick at the end, so it's hard to even be mad about that. And if he would have missed that fucking last kick, I would have been livid.
Okay,
and at the end of the day, you're playing against man.
Super Bowl champs.
You're playing against
literally the Super Bowl champs. Same
Tom
team.
Tom Brady, the guy's a fucking stud, man. Whatever you say, like the guy.
Okay, so now you definitely everybody did you? I mean, I know we've said it and we believe it that the Cowboys were going to take it.
I did. I honestly did till the end there.
Okay, so what did you think the actual score was going to be?
I thought they were going to. I bet $100 that they were going to win by 7 points.
I figured it was going to be a 3-point game, or three, or I said 3 or 10. Either way, it would come down to the last drive,
dude. Even at the end there, because I thought they were going to win between 7 and 12 points. I thought we were going to pick it and take it back for the win, and I would have won $1,000. But that didn't happen.
I was thinking like 14-28, something like that, but.
Anyways, we'll get into this.
Not the
more.
Cowboys win.
No, he lost. You thought they were winning at 14 points.
Yeah.
And so clearly you're still a bandwagon boy. We'll get you on
not
there.
Over here, son.
We'll be on later on this week. This is just a quick knee-jerk reaction.
Live stream every single week, you motherfuckers. Come watch the game with us. Chat. Hit
him
up.
Fuck you, Greg. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Greg the Leg. We'll see you on Saturdays.
Peace.
About the Dallas Cowboys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.